less than 20 days away from the midterms now.
The race for Georgia's governorship is a toss-up.
Literally is a dead heat.
In 2018, Republican Brian Kemp defeated Democrat Stacey Abrams in a nail-biter in the Peach State. That controversial outcome is examined in Suppressed, The Fight to Vote. The film investigates how GOP lawmakers made it harder for Democrats to cast ballots. Carol Anderson teaches African American studies at Emory University. She says the tactics are often hidden.
It's almost like termites coming in, they're in the wood, they're eating the wood away, and you don't even realize your house is getting ready to collapse until it's almost too late.
The film details how more than 800,000 registered voters were purged from the Georgia rolls. Others were blocked from receiving absentee ballots. For Black voters who did reach the polls, many had to wait for hours. Computer science professor Rich DeMillo explains.
In places like North Fulton County, which are wealthy, there were more machines than anyone could ever use. In Black neighborhoods, there were a quarter of the number of machines that were needed to service the population.
Filmmaker Robert Greenwald has a history of activist documentaries with targets including Fox News and Walmart. This one is a call for vigilance in our current election year. Ohio Congresswoman Marsha Fudge emphasizes that voter suppression isn't limited to the South.
This is systematic. If you look at what has happened across this country in the last 5 years, 40 states have passed some kind of law to make it more difficult for people to vote.
Even if you know the broad outlines of the story, the film delivers a wallop in its quickly paced 38 minutes. Suppressed, The Fight to Vote is now streaming for free on YouTube. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.